Next patient we're going to do is going to be EULALIO, first name Eulalio, last name GALLAGA, 12958. Chief complaint, leg pain. Number one, arm pain. Next one is abdominal pain. Next one is diabetes out of control. Next one is A1C is quite elevated. Next one is only taking Humalog. Next one is kidney insufficiency. Next one is has not had an evaluation of her kidney for over 2 years. Next one is seen a nephrologist, but the nephrologist hasn't done anything with his blood sugar or blood pressure, he tells me. Next number is histocarotid stenosis. Next number is history LVH in face of hypertension. Next number is BPH with symptoms. Next number is lymphadenopathy. Next number is history of thyroid cyst in the past. Our patient is a 63-year-old gentleman, married 42 years, has 6 children, all grown. He works in a golf course for the past 8 years. There's a lot of walking. Social, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink alcohol, allergy none, medical problems, hypertension, diabetes, renal insufficiency, surgery, no recent surgery, COVID immunizations up to date, family history. He thinks mom and dad may have diabetes, died of old age, doesn't remember exactly what. Medications reviewed, which includes meloxicam, which he needs to stop at this time and not take anymore because of renal insufficiency, and take Tylenol only. The rest of the medications remain as before, which includes Humalog 14 units. A1C is elevated, as I said, and he's not a Lantus or any long-acting sugar. His blood sugar today is 317, with glucosuria noted. Patient's period. Patient's urine and creatinine is 62 and 2.6. Once again, he is seen a nephrologist, but has not had any workup regarding his kidneys for some time. Last year, in September, his kidney function was 46 and 2.6. So minimal change, actually. Also, he's had a history of thyroid cyst, as I mentioned, that needs to be reevaluated today, and he's concerned about. He weighs 165 pounds. He says that's a pretty normal weight for him, hasn't changed much. 99, 98.2, 16, 60, 151 over 65, not the best blood pressure, but he's going to check it for us and let us know. Again, that should be something that nephrologists should be handling, but he says he's not. Heart positive, some positive, still lungs are clear, abdomen is soft, neck shows no JVD, skin shows no rash, or mucosal with hemorrhaging, logical is non-focal. Assessment number one, as far as diabetes is concerned, we had a long discussion about checking his blood sugar, hypoglycemia, and why he needs to control his blood sugar to avoid ending up on dialysis. We added Lantus, 10 units, one today. Next number went over his fasting blood sugar is 317 today, so I believe the 10 units is a good start, but nevertheless, he's going to watch that very carefully, check blood sugars more frequently. If his blood sugar starts getting around 110 or so, he'll call us and we'll reduce the Lantus. Next number, because he works outside, he's going to drink a lot of fluid, eat 3 times a day, and keep up with his needs for hydration. Next number is renal insufficiency. We looked at his kidney. There's no evidence of renal sclerosis, nephrosclerosis, and decreased size in kidneys. Next number is kidney Doppler study is slightly diminished. Next number is LDL. It's 105. Next one is BPH noted on ultrasound. Next one is carotid ultrasound shows stenosis with minimal stenosis. Next one is BPH noted on the ultrasound. Next one is leg pain and arm pain consistent with PVD. No evidence of DVT noted. Next one is LVH noted on the echocardiogram. Next one is CRF noted. With the history of CRF, we need to recheck his kidney function. Next one is it's most important to get his hemoglobin A1C around 7 to avoid having to go on dialysis. Again, long discussion with patient. Next one is history of thyroid cyst, 0.3 centimeters cyst to left thyroid noted. No significant change. Next number is reevaluate patient in 2 weeks, bring blood sugars with you. Medications reviewed one by one before leaving. Thank you.